Hello, folks, and welcome to our encore show for this Friday, the 18th of October, 2024. Today we have a show that I always love it when Larry and his mother, Gloria, are catching up with us on the air. Larry's mother, Gloria, catches up with him today on our show when she catches him staring at pictures of Lainey Wilson's rear end. Now, Lainey Wilson is a very, very talented country singer. She loves to wear the very tight-fitting jeans. She's a full-figured gal. And so a lot of these slobs, like this Grover...
Like to make fun.
Yeah, like to make fun.
All right, well, Larry apparently was salivating over Lainey Wilson's rear end, so his mother caught him staring at those pictures, and she immediately made her move to call our show, and she did. Also, more Jay Santos on soups and chowders. Very important when you're considering what your next move is going to be in crowd control or rescuing people from flooded cars. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show's encore show for this Friday today. Larry, his mom Gloria, and Jay with the soups and the chowders. It's world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Reminder that we're going to be at the... I'm going to be in Vegas on Saturday night.
But you're having a chat.
Yeah, I'm having a chat that'll be on our BSPs and More page. It's Melissa's page. And we'll be doing that. One of the reasons why we've decided to do these chats on the BSPs and More page and not on the website is it exposes more people to the glory and the wonder and the glamour that I are.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, General.
Well, I thought it needed that.
Anyway, thanks, bud.
You're welcome.
So it'll be on Saturday night, 6 p.m. Pacific at the BSPs and More page on Facebook. That is the BSPs and More page on Facebook, and you can find it doing a, I guess, a search or something.
We're the one that's drinking the Diet Coke, and you're belching.
General Shaw's the guy that belched.
I belched the last time. I know you did, but he's...
What are you doing?
I'm moving your Coke.
Let me talk to Larry. Is Larry there?
Yeah, Larry's in.
Yeah, Phil, Larry Grover here.
Larry, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, and thank you for bringing me on the program. I know that Mother is probably going to want to join. This is not a political call.
Okay.
Although we are having our meeting of the conservatives of Kern County, it's on Friday night at Bethlehem Hall. It's going to be in Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
But the reason I'm calling is to get ahead of the ball on something, and I thought that, Mother, are you going to...
Do you want me to get on the extension here?
Rather you not, Mother.
I was going to alert Mr. Henry.
You're not going to alert Mr. Henry to anything.
Can you turn that radio down?
Yeah, Mr.
The name's Grover.
Yeah, Mr. Grover, you turn the radio down, that'd really be good.
I'm listening to Mike Savage. Here's the thing. I'm sorry. Should I have said that, Phil?
No, that's fine. That's okay. I know you you got the radio. You're listening, and you're talking to me, and you've got a lot going on there. So long as I can hear what it is you're trying to say to me. Now, we don't want to talk any politics, Larry.
No. I'm not talking politics. I wanted to get ahead of the ball because Mother, I saw her moving toward the telephone about, I'd say, 20 minutes ago. Go ahead, Mother. God.
Well, Mrs. Grover, if you could let Larry finish.
I saw what Larry was looking at. He was lingering over the photographs, and so I began to make a move toward the phone, and I knew once I made my move toward the phone, he'd grab the receiver and start calling you.
Are you calling me on your cell?
No, I'm on the cell phone. I'm not grabbing the receiver. You're on the home phone right now.
Yes, I'm on the extension.
How can you be on an extension when Larry's on his cell phone?
Well, you know what? Maybe I called...
Oh, she called in herself.
Yeah, maybe I did, okay?
Yeah, Mother. Making it sound like you picked up the extension and I just happened to be...
Yeah?
All right, so Larry, you called us independently and your mother called us... And you were going to call us first?
I started making a move toward the phone. Larry saw me making this move. He saw my left hand extended to grab the receiver. And once he saw me extend my left hand as I was moving slowly toward the phone, he immediately dialed you on his cell phone.
Well, what is this about, Larry?
What is about?
He's looking at those pictures.
Wait a minute, Mother. There's a country singer named Lainey Wilson. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yes, yeah, she's got...
Never mind, bud.
Let Larry talk about it, please.
Okay.
Well, she's got what? Go ahead and say it. The kid was going to say it.
I'd rather you, Larry, tell us what about Lainey Wilson you find. I understand she's a very popular singer.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Henry. Like, you know, you want to play dumb, you go right ahead and play dumb.
And she's got a big rear end. Is that what you're talking about?
Boy.
Mr. Henry, it's Gloria Grover.
Uh-huh.
I wish you wouldn't come off sounding like every other pig, you know?
Ms. Grover, watch what you call me, because I've got you on my show, and I'm paying you the tribute of and the compliment of having you on the show. I'm not acting like a pig.
Well, you're going, she's got the big rear end.
Well, she does. Isn't she noted for that? Don't everybody speak at once.
Yes, she is, okay.
And I was moving toward the... I glanced over Larry's shoulder. I saw him perusing a website that featured Lainey Wilson's the big... She's wearing tight leopard skin jeans, and that's when I began to make my move, my left foot forward, the left hand...
What difference does it make where your left hand was, Ms. Grover?
I want to make sure everything's above board.
Oh, Mother, that is so wrong. You're trying to tell everybody, here's where my left hand was in case... Where'd they think you...
God damn,
Mother.
I wanted Mr. Henry...
All right, everybody, hold on for a minute. You're making your move toward the phone because you saw Larry looking at a website with Lainey Wilson pictures.
Yes. I was trying...
Okay, I'm sorry, Larry. I had to hang up on your mother.
That's all right with me, Mr. Henry. Mother, he hung up on you.
Don't I know it?
Well, Ms. Grover...
They said you screamed, Mother.
I screamed.
She's calling back.
Okay, fine. Put her through, bud. In the meantime, we got Larry Grover at his home in Culver City, California. We're talking to... Is that Ms. Grover?
Yeah.
Ms. Grover, you go, yes.
Larry's father, Brewer, used to go, he'd scream. Anyway,
Okay, Mother. Thanks a lot. My father's name was not Brewer. It was Homer.
That's right. Homer Grover. Yeah.
Oh, man. She forgets my father's name.
Larry, would you butch it up for the first time in your... For the first time in your life, Larry, butch it up.
All right, we're talking here about you looked over Larry's shoulder, and he was looking at... I thought Larry was going to talk to us a little bit about the political convention he's going to on Friday night.
No, I don't want to talk politics on your show, Mr. Henry. You and I are good friends. Let's not...
I'm fine with that, Larry. You know, you can talk to me about anything, man. I'm not going to get into an argument with you.
Well, I know, but I've seen some of the comments you've made.
All right, but you called up tonight.
I called tonight. Mother called. I saw her making the move.
So your phone call was preemptive. In other words, you called up to keep her from calling?
Well, basically, I saw her making the move with her left hand forward toward the phone.
All right, can we knock off with the whole...
Yeah, I told him, Mr. Henry. I said, you're acting like some kind of a third-rate kid show host with the here's where the left hand is going. Yes, I was moving toward the phone. Yes, I was going to call Mr. Henry. And yes, I was going to alert him to the fact that you're looking at Lainey Wilson, the big rear-end pictures.
I'm looking at... Have you seen her, Mr. Henry?
I've seen Lainey Wilson, yes. I've seen the pictures of her. She's a country singer. She's pretty talented, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll bet you're really up on her music.
I'm just saying this is what I've heard. And I've obviously seen the pictures of her wearing really tight jeans. She has said... that this helps attract people to her music.
Oh, yeah, right.
Attract people to her music. The only thing that's going to attract people to is the big rear end.
I was looking at... I'm not a country music fan, okay?
Right, before we get any further, what is this about?
What it's about is... I was going to call you. We were going to have a discussion about a Friday night's meeting and roundtable we were going to have in Bakersfield at the Conservatives of Kern County. And as before I called you, I was surfing the web a little bit, and I seen these... Bill Gubinany, you remember him, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, he told me, hey, have you seen this Lainey Wilson and her rear end? I said, no.
All you have to say to Larry is, have you seen the big rear end? .. It could be on anyone. It could be on Clarence Thomas's wife. He's going to want to go see it.
No, that's not true, Mother, at all. This was some kind of topicality that Bill Gubin and Noonan, I forget my own friend's name.
This turned into, rather than a discussion of what's going to happen on Friday night, your mother saw you looking at pictures of Lainey Wilson. Let me ask something, Gloria. Why do you care?
I don't care, Phil.
Oh, the hell you don't.
Larry, what's your language in my home, okay?
Mother,
watch your language in my home. You're sleeping on a cot on my service porch. You've been here for 20-plus years, ever since Melissa and the girls left. That's 20-plus years ago. They were little girls. Today, they're grown women. One of them drives a dump truck.
I know what my daughters are doing. I'm in regular contact with them.
All right, Larry, but as long as you're sleeping on a cot on my service porch, I, Gloria Grover, get to make the point.
All right, so Larry was looking at what?
Larry,
wait a minute, Mr. Henry. I can speak for myself. I just got off the phone with Bill Gubin and
forget your own friend's last name.
Oh, what is that? A sign of mental degeneration?
Well, Larry, if you're sitting there and you're spanking it at a new land speed record because you're looking at Lainey Wilson's...
All right. Let me pose the questions here. So, Larry, you were getting ready for the meeting, making notes, whatever?
Yeah, and I'm surfing, and there's this picture of Lainey Wilson. Now,
I know who she is, and I've heard her interviewed, and she says, yeah, you're right. I wear really tight pants on stage. And by the way, she's not the skinniest girl in the world.
Well, what difference is it? That doesn't make any difference to a bona fide hound dog like Larry. He's slathering at the gates. Larry's slathering and slobbering at the gates of hell as we speak. Why, all of these...
Mother, would you knock it off, okay? I noticed her... And yes, I missed a phone call from Bill Gubin.
When you remember that guy's name, you let me know.
I missed a phone call from Bill, okay, because we were going to go over the batting order for Friday night's meeting. And
you let it ring. I said, Larry, answer that phone. And he just lets it ring and ring and ring while he's staring at Lainey Wilson's big rear end on her, and he's slobbering.
I wasn't slobbering.
What is that right there? What is that?
It's okay. It's some drool.
Yeah, drool. So the man drooled, and it's almost on the keyboard.
You know what, Mother? That doesn't mean I was drooling or slobbering.
Well, what were you doing?
I was chewing some gum, and I think some slob.
Yeah, so you bet it did. Some slob, all right. He's sitting there, and he's my son.
Mother.
All right, I have to. Phil, would you get control of this?
Yeah, but let me do it, Mr. Henry. Okay, well, wait a minute, I'll take control, because you've been letting him go on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
I think Bud should ask a question.
Okay, Gloria, just because Larry's looking at a picture of Lainey Wilson's butt, so what?
Thank you very much, Bud.
Wait a minute, so what?
So what? Nothing. I thought that I would share it with Phil. I saw Larry glancing at this young Ms. Wilson's big, big giant butt, and I began to make my move toward the phone, my left hand extended. Out to the...
Yeah, and we understand that. Your left hand was extended and your left foot. Okay, but what were you going to say to us?
I was going to tell you guys that Larry was prepping for the meeting Friday night, and oh yeah, he was lingering over some country singer with a big white ass.
And as Mother likes to say, and you said this, Mother, okay, this is on you, what woman who sings country music doesn't have a big ass? And
never said anything.
Yes, you did, Mother.
Okay, let's not argue about it, okay? I mean, you know, let's just... Okay, you get a prejudice against it.
You're not doing too good, Bud. I mean, you started out fine.
Well,
you did say that, Mother.
Yes, okay, I'll admit it. I said it. What woman singing country music? Because you are sitting there with a slobber coming out.
All right, so what we've been able to establish here is, Larry, you're having a meeting on Friday night. Conservatives of Kern County, but got sidetracked from having this meeting with Bill Gubin, I forget his name now.
Yeah, I can't even remember my own friend's name.
Larry, that's on you, okay?
All right, well, we'll get the... But in the meantime, you got online and you were looking at pictures of Lainey Wilson.
Yes, Lainey Wilson is, I think, a very uninhibited young woman. She's got a great stage presence. The audience loves her, and she has no compunction. She has no problem with wearing these very tight jeans with a rather large set of hips. Let's put it that way.
All right, that's the way to put it.
Large set of hips.
Big ass, as you would put it, Bud.
Okay, all right, so, and she has said she's happy to do that because that attracts an audience.
Well, she said, you know, whatever gets it done.
Yeah, I'll bet whatever gets it done. Does she think about a guy like me sitting here getting ready to do a political meeting on Friday night? I'm making notes, and here's her ass covered in leopard wear.
What about it, Larry?
Oh, thank you, Phil. That's what I said. What about it, Larry? And you know what, Larry? That's the book that I'm going to... What about it, Larry?
Oh, there she goes again. She wants to write a book about me called What About It, Larry?
That's right, yeah. And it addresses everything that Larry has been squirting tears over for the last 25 years. That's what I'd like to do.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, the Grovers, tonight about essentially nothing.
What are you, Phil? I've got a meeting coming up.
Yeah, you got a meeting coming up with a guy whose last name you forget. Oh, boy.
Well, you go ahead and sit and laugh. I'll go ahead and prepare for my meeting.
You're not preparing, Larry, because last time I saw you were looking at Lainey Wilson's ass, I made my move toward the phone.
I know, with your left hand going for...
Thank you, Larry and Gloria Grover.
Phil, do you see...
Larry and Gloria, do you know the...
Yes, Lainey Wilson is a very popular country singer, and I suppose there's a lot of guys right now who are going to start Googling her, and you'll see.
Well, I saw a TikTok video of her. She's real animate on stage. She's does a real, you know, show, stop, and act, man.
Yeah, and with a big...
With the big ass. Is that what you're trying to say, bud?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's got a big ass, man. You know, that ain't exactly unique. What's unique about it is it's like country music has finally found its way into the big ass world, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, every other form of music...
Take it easy, Phil. Slow down.
Every other form of music, whether it's hip-hop or rock or something, has got some, some statement about chicks with big asses now, so...
Yeah, even like models, man. They got models on Vogue magazine. They got gigantic rear ends.
Well, this whole idea of the big rear end, all of these asses, excuse my language, they're all those are artificial implants, right?
I wouldn't know.
Well, I think they've got their rear ends loaded with petroleum products, if you want my honest...
Jesus. All right, we're coming back with Jay Santos right after this.
This is General Galen Shaw reminding you, if you didn't have a backstage pass, you'd be listening to a commercial right now.
All right, Phil Henry's show, and in a moment we got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, right?
Yeah, Jay Santos is going to be talking a little bit more about having soups and broths.
Hey, what is it with that guy? Every time, General, just don't take it all so...
General, you and Jay Santos, you got something going on?
What is that supposed to mean? Well, why are you always busting on him?
The guy purports to be a cop or some kind of a, you know, citizens auxiliary police cop. Meanwhile, he's eating soups and broths.
Well, we're going to find out what the story is with Jay. What is it, bud?
Well, he's saying that he is, you know, they're stocking up on the right soups and broths because the bad rain season's coming.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, interview the guy and find out.
Well, you might want to talk to him, Phil.
All right, okay, sorry. Jay Santos joining us on our newsmaker line here from the South Bay. All right, so Jay, we know that we're going to have a busy rainy season, I guess. I don't know. Are you privy to any of the weather reports?
Well, Phil, I have to assume that if these atmospheric rivers are going to continue, then we are going to have a very wet winter season. And if that is the case, if the wet winter season is what we is going to have, then yes, I have to make anticipations. And what's the song they used to? Anticipation going through my I forget how it goes.
All right, General.
Hey, General. Listen, I'm going to do my thing. I'll say what I want to say. You can say what you want to say.
Look, Santos...
I say what I say, you say what you say. Let me say what I gotta say.
Guys, just calm down.
Fine.
What I'm saying is we're anticipating the rainy season, and we're going to anticipate a lot of emergency calls. What I have told the subcommanders, so we don't get into the same problem we got into last summer, and we don't get into the same problem we got into last winter, to stock up on broth, soups, and stews, so that, you know, when things get a little too hairy...
When you say a little too hairy, don't you mean scary? General, come on.
Wait, can I finish what I'm saying?
General, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying scary. I'm saying when things get hairy and we're asking them to go out to drive their the vehicle into a rainy, swollen river situation, and you got a sub-commander who's suddenly seeing that maybe I'm not going to come back from this.
Jay, I understand it's a scary thing.
No, I don't think you do. And the general mock, it is frightening to ask a man to put that pith helmet on, adjust that blue armband, pull the pants up, get your shoes on, and go ahead and go into that river, that raging river, blah, 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 blah. Go into that raging river to try to rescue someone that you may never come out of. And that's why I said to him, let's get the broth and the soups ready so that when you want to sit down and have a final cup of chowder.
Yeah, but you're having that final cup of chowder deciding whether you're even going to go into this thing or not.
What?
You're having the final cup of chowder deciding whether you're going to make the move.
We're having the final cup of...
So that, you're not even, this is not what we call a moment of bravery, it's a moment of decision.
We're deciding, I've told my sub-commanders what I tell myself. You're asking me to go into a swollen river to get a motorist who may drown? Okay, let me at least think about it, okay?
Yeah, but that's your job, man.
What, my job is to die?
Your job is to go in and rescue people.
See, this is the thing. You tell me that I'm being unfair. I'm just saying, if your job is to go rescue people, that's your job. And so you have to go in.
Can I be prepared? Do you mind if I'm prepared?
Well, I'm assuming you guys train for this. Don't you guys train for it?
We do train for it. I'm talking about being mentally prepared.
And so this is why you're telling your sub-commanders to stock up on the broths and the stews.
Right, and I just heard Mr. Henry do a commercial for Factor. Okay, didn't you do a commercial for Factor, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and in that commercial, he's talking about having a well-rounded diet and having good meals and being prepared to get into the day. Why can't I ask my sub-commanders to do the same thing?
Yeah, but you're asking those guys to do that after they've received the emergency call.
That's the only thing that's different.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because if you've got the emergency call, you got to get going now. You can't stop and say, thank you, I just got the emergency. Now let me sit down and have a cup of broth.
I got a guy over here.
Hey, Jay, just talk to me.
You call me, what you call me, Jammin' Jay?
Jay.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Well, this General Shaw is not making no sense, because what I'm saying is...
I'm making total sense. If you got an emergency call, you got to get to it right away.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And maybe I want to kind of settle my mind down and get ready for the fact that I may die.
Well, now we're getting to it. Now, is this the fear? So you're afraid.
I'm not afraid. Hold on for a minute. Fits for anything? I don't give a shit. All right.
Well, there you go.
There I go, what?
You don't give a you-know-what.
No, that's Sub-Commander Hepcat wanting to know where the keys... He wants to know where the keys are to the snowmobile because he wants to fool around with it. I'm saying to you that if you don't mind, I want to afford my citizens auxiliary police officers one thing that they don't afford police officers. If I'm asking that man to go out there, and maybe this is the last time that I'm ever going to see him alive, then why not let him have a cup of stew?
All right, well,
What's the problem, Mr. Ernie? You're sitting there going,
Yeah, I am, Jay, because here's the thing. If your job is to go out into dangerous situations, that's what you got to do. I know it's probably scary, and I know that you're worried about losing your life. You got something?
Yeah, hold on. A bunch of kids on the radio. Hey, blow it out your ass.
I got the phone.
Yeah, let's take it over. I'm saying let me have just a moment so I can sit down and sip some soup.
And wonder whether you're going to go save that guy's life or not.
It's not that I'm wondering.
Is there a chance you're not going to go out and save a guy's life because you get too scared?
No, there's no chance. What happens generally is I'm having broth. Then we get the call that maybe Kern County or L.A. County or Ventura County already got to the scene before we did and took care of it.
Oh, well, that sounds kind of cheap.
Why?
Because you guys got the call. You're supposed to go out there. You have your broth and your stew and your soup. And meanwhile, Ventura County or the county sheriff, they've taken the call.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, you just pushed that job off into some other guys who might die.
Oh, man. You know, Chef, I've never had anybody insult me like that.
What are they saying that's wrong, Jay? You just push the job off onto other guys that could die while you have a cup of chowder.
And I don't have no chowder either, okay? That's the thing. We got a lot of static because of Ted Chowder.
Dad, quit crying about it, man.
What are you talking about?
You're crying, and you're sounding like a pussy.
What's the language?
Sorry.
I'm not sounding like no pussy. I'm just saying... I'm just saying that I want to...
Jay, you're so scared, you can't even talk.
I'm not scared. I'm trying to let you monkeys know that before I wade out into a raging floodwaters that could sweep me down the channel into the ocean, that I have a lousy cup of chowder. And I have a lousy cup of chowder, and maybe I want to grab a piece of sourdough bread with it.
Yeah, and then, meanwhile, LAPD's out there doing your job. You there, Jay?
I'm sorry, I was chewing on some sourdough bread. You say something? Well, if you think the whole thing's funny, I'm going to be out there, General, this winter. Where are you going to be?
Let's see. I've retired from the military. I'm retired from the private business I have. I guess I'm going to be at home or either here talking to Phil. Either way, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, sitting on my ass, doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you to think about that.
I think about it every day. I love it.
Yeah.
And what about you? What are you going to be doing? You'll be having broth, right?
Yeah, but you're going to have some chowder. I'll bet you will.
Oh. Mr. Henry, you're a witness. He's saying that I'm sitting there, I'm sucking chowder.
I get the general idea. You know, Jay, and I say this on air for everyone to hear, if your police auxiliary, the citizens auxiliary police, if you guys don't have the guts to go out and do the job that you said you could do when you came on the scene, you're taking a peek over the shoulder of the cops. You're doing their job.
He's back.
What do you mean he's back? We hung up on him.
Oh. I guess I didn't hang up on him completely. Jay? Yeah, Mr. Henry.
What are we going to talk to him about?
What do you want to talk about? I know I hung up on you, but now I've got you. Okay, Jay's...
Jay?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, Dickman hung up on me. Then he calls me back and he says, do you want to still be on the air? And I go, yeah, I do. He goes, well, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, what I was just talking about? What do you mean? What I was just talking about? What do you mean?
You don't sound like you're in any shape, Santos.
Oh, I'm not in any shape. How do you like this? I got a guy over here.
Hey, Jay, talk to us or just hang up.
I can't hang up. You guys won't let me hang up.
That's right. I forgot.
Every time I try.
Good luck, Jay Santos, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't know if we're going to have you back on because I don't know why. If you guys are too chicken shit, excuse my French, but if you're too chicken shit and you got to have your clam chowder.
Yeah, but it's Ted chowder.
What is it with you and Ted chowder?
That's what he's having. No question about it.
You know, if the word gets back to Ted that you're making fun of his chowder, well, what do you expect?
Yeah. I think that Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police don't have no guts. They're sitting around sucking down Ted chowder. You know, that's what I think.
Yay!
Brilliant.
Thanks, bud. Okay, that's all we have. That's all I want to do. That's all. I can't stand it. Don't forget, we have the BSBs and More chat that's going to be on Saturday night at 6 o'clock Pacific. Saturday night, 6 o'clock Pacific at the BSBs and More page on Facebook. And we'll give you more directions as we proceed through the week. I'm Phil Henry.
Dick Clark, so long.
I didn't say that. I said I'm Phil Henry.
What does that mean, Dick Clark, so long?
You didn't see him sign off of the $10,000 pyramid? Dick Clark, so long.
God, are you weird.
Yeah, Miss Gray, sometimes you're weird.
You want to see weird?